This show furnished by Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
You are listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To call in live with your question or comment, please call 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222.
And we are back. My guest tonight is the one and only David Icke. We have covered a lot. Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, centralization of power, World War III. If you've missed any of this, you can go to drgregorysmith.com. That's drgregorysmith.com or kbc.com and listen to the podcast. But we're going to keep going. And David, right before the break, you were getting to you were answering the question about how this agenda for the world has been carrying on through generations, extending past normal lifetimes. And you were starting to talk about how we have, quote, the gods, hybrid races. So I want you to just go ahead and take off and go back to that.
Yeah, the hybrid bloodlines represent this force in the hidden within our world. They're its representatives. And interestingly, this genetics has many traits which are absolutely obvious when you see how these people operate in the world of the seen. To describe them or to describe the trait, you might use the term extreme psychopathic. One of the traits is an inability to feel empathy. They have no ability to put themselves emotionally, empathetically, in the place of those they're making suffer. And without that, there is no fail-safe mechanism of human behavior. This is why these people can drop bombs on the innocent. This is why they can do mayhem and appalling things that none of us could even, you know, even think of doing, because we have empathy. Therefore, there's no limits to what they will do, because there's no emotional consequence for them. And this force I'm talking about, you know, has been described all over the world, and it's been given different names in different cultures, and so people haven't realized that actually these different names are describing the same force. In the Bible, they call this force demons. In the Islamic belief, they call this force the jinn. The Gnostics in Egypt call this force the Archons. The Zulus call it the Chitahuri. On and on you go, all over the world, picking up this different names for this same force, which is described in similar terms. And one of the things that this force is doing, because in its prime state, it's not in form, it's energetic. And it feeds off low vibrational human emotion. We have become its energy source, and society is structured to generate fear, to generate depression, to generate anxiety, to generate stress, because all of these things are causing humanity to emote, to generate those emotions which are very low vibrational in frequency, and that's the frequency of this force. You can only absorb what's within your frequency band. Otherwise, you're like radio stations on different frequencies. You don't interfere with each other. You can't connect with each other. So they have manipulated us to be their energy source. And when Morpheus in the Matrix held up a battery and said that the Matrix is a computer-generated dream world built to keep us under control in order to change the human being into one of these, a battery, that was very symbolically accurate. And I've got a quote here from a shaman in Central America, quoted in the books of Carlos Castaneda, who was writing books from the 60s to the 90s. And this shaman called Don Juan Matus said this, coming not only from his own experience, but the oral history that these shamans pick up. We have a predator that came from the depths of the cosmos and took over the rule of our lives. Human beings are its prisoners. The predator is our lord and master. It renders us docile, helpless. If we want to protest, it suppresses our protests. If we want to act independently, it demands that we don't do so. Indeed, we are held prisoner. They took us over because we are food to them, and they squeeze us mercilessly because we are their sustenance. Just as we rear chickens in coops, the predators rear us in human coops, human eros. Therefore, their food is always available to them. And he goes on to say many other things, which I have in my books, and I'll be talking about in the talks. And then this week, I came across this, and it's the work of Rudolf Steiner, of course, who was a man who looked into deeper realms of reality. And this is from one of his books in German. There are beings in the spiritual realms for whom anxiety and fear emanating from human beings offer welcome food. When humans have no anxiety and fear, then these creatures starve. If fear and anxiety radiates from people and they break out in panic, then these creatures find welcome nutrition and they become more and more powerful. These beings are hostile towards humanity. Everything that feeds on negative feelings, on anxiety, fear, and superstition, despair, or doubt, are in reality hostile forces in supersensible worlds, launching cruel attacks on human beings while they are being fed. These are exactly the feelings that belong to contemporary culture and materialism, because it estranges people from the spiritual world. It is especially suited to invoke hopelessness and fear of the unknown in people, therefore, or thereby, calling up the above-mentioned hostile forces against them. Now, I only saw that 2 days ago, when someone sent it to me from a book in German that had been translated. And that is what I've been writing in my books for years and years and years from my own research into this since 1990. You know, people may... not want to look at this, and they may dismiss it by a wave of the hand, although fewer and fewer people are doing that now. But it's actually real, and if we don't face it, we're not going to find an answer to this, because the more that we fall into low vibrational emotional states, the more we fall into the, if you like, the frequency layer of this hidden force. So, you know, if you are police who do terrible things to people, and then you have riots against the police in hostility and anger and venom as a response, well, in both cases, this force says lunch, dinner. They always continually, through their vehicles in the world of the scene, which we call leaders and people that direct society and run the institutions, they're playing different aspects of the target population off against each other all the time to divide and rule. So those that are doing terrible things in the Middle East from one side are generating sustenance for this force just as much as those that are fighting them. They're both just puppets of the same force without realizing it. And, you know, when people say things like love is the answer and all that, it's not some trite New Age throwaway line. It's actually, the in terms of physics, it's the foundation of where we need to go. Because once we get into high vibrational, high frequency states of perception and emotion, then we're no longer feeding the beast. But if you look at the world, Greg, if you look at the way the program works, we are being developed and manipulated to serve this hidden hand and energetically feed it from the start. I mean, you look at life, and I see a program. You come out of the womb, and you immediately, in terms of your perceptions, are being influenced by your parents who've been through the system you're about to go through. You then almost, what is it now, 3-4 years after you're born into this world, you're sitting at a desk, and a authority figure representing the state, called a teacher, is telling you when you have to be there, when you can leave, when you can eat. They're telling you what to believe, what is, what isn't, what possible, what's not possible. And through the entire formative years, right up into your teenage years, you are, day after day after day, year after year, being subjected to a download of perception, a download of perceived reality from the state, the system.
Just programming.
You're being programmed. That's what schools are. They're programming centers for kids, prisons for kids. And then you come out at the end of this, and you go out and you become a journalist or a scientist or a doctor or a politician, and you take with you into those positions and so many others this core download of perceived normal, what I call and possibilities, what I call the postage stamp consensus. And all your peers around you who've been through the same programming, they are constantly confirming to you that the programming is true, even though they don't realize it's programming. The mainstream media is pouring out information 24/7 from the perspective that this program normal is real and credible. And so basically all people are hearing, and much of the alternative media won't go into these, well, the vast overwhelming majority of the alternative media won't go into these deeper in the rabbit hole areas that we're talking about here. And so throughout your life, you are receiving constantly the download and the confirmation of the download that what you've downloaded to perceive as real is actually real. And then you've got this protection mechanism of this postage stamp normal, whereby if you step off the postage stamp and start questioning it or come from it with a different view of the world, then that which is, or those which are on the postage stamp, then respond against you. You're mad, you're dangerous, you're crazy, man. Because you've stepped off their normal. And this normal is coming from the perspective that we live in a solid physical world when that's the last thing we live in. I mean, every aspect of this postage stamp normal that people download from cradle to grave is an absolute nonsense. And because of that, this force can operate unchallenged and unexposed, because what do you mean there's a force we can't see? That's crazy. Well, no, it's not. 0.005% is the electromagnetic spectrum, and we can see a fraction of that. Of course it's not crazy. But when is that taught in the schools? How many people know that we are living in a frequency band that's ludicrously tiny, and that's all we can perceive? Virtually no one, compared with those that believe the world is solid. So it's this download of normal which holds people in perceptual servitude to an illusion by thinking it's real, that is keeping the truth of what's happening in the world from the vast majority of people in the world. And you know, I know from my own experience the extraordinary historic levels of ridicule that I went through in the early 1990s particularly, but still today from some. What it means in terms of experience when you step off the postage stamp and start challenging its perceptions. I mean, the postage stamp just goes for you.
One thing I find that's very interesting is that when you said a minute ago how people, when you explain to them that we're only seeing a fraction of reality and, you know, quantum physics tells us that nothing's solid, and how that's hard for people to believe. But what is religion for most people? Most people in different religions are taught to worship and believe something that they cannot see, that there's no physical evidence of. So why do people believe in religion, which they get manipulated, but not these kind of things that you're talking about?
Well, what I've seen over the years is that people demand far more evidence for other people's beliefs than they demand for their own. And, you know, religion is part of this program. It's if you look at someone born into an Islamic family, they're almost definitely, with the odd exception, going to live their life as a Muslim. You get people born into, big Christian religious families. The likelihood is, if they choose a religion, they're going to be Christian. If you're born into a Jewish family, you're almost certainly going to follow the Jewish religion. And if you're born in India, you're almost certainly going to follow the Hindu religion. And so it's not really a belief that people have chosen. That religion is not, overwhelmingly, it's not a belief that people have chosen to have. It's another aspect of the download. So someone in India, for instance, he's going through this download of normal that I've talked about, and part of their download is the download of Hinduism. If you're born in Israel or in a Jewish situation, then you go through the program I've described, but part of your program is the download of Judaism. And if you're in the Islamic world, part of that download is the download of Islam, etc. It's all part of the download. And this download can be very, very powerful, because once it becomes part of your perception, part of your reality, you're not controlling it. It's controlling you. And therefore, questions that you are rightly posing there, and the points you're rightly highlighting, those questions are not asked because they're not seen, they're not perceived. And what I'm seeing in more and more people as they start, and there is a fantastic awakening going on. There really is. I mean, I'm seeing it now. I was walking this path 26 years ago when no one wanted to know and everyone wanted to laugh. It's dramatically different now all over the world. It's incredible. Because what's happening is people's perceptions are starting to shift. They're starting to change. And more people are asking these questions. And I've talked to many people who have come out of religion, having been big believers in religion, and it's almost a head shaker for them. You know, how could I have believed that nonsense? What was I doing? But if you program someone to believe something, then that's what they will believe, and they won't rationally question it, because the program's got them. And when you look at these religions, I mean, what do the Nazis say? You know, just tell people the same thing over and over again, and eventually they'll believe it. It will become their normal. And what do people brought up in religious situations get? They get the religion constantly. They're constantly bombarded with it all the time, and the religion becomes their perception. They don't become the religion. The religion becomes them. And I've described religion many, many times, the greatest form of mind control ever invented. And I think it is. It's there for a reason. I mean, in fact, the Central American shaman, Don Juan Matos, talks about how religious beliefs and have taken people over people's minds, and they blatantly have.
Is there any value to religion? I mean, I had a conversation with this with someone a few days ago about this, that there are some core teachings that can be helpful to people, but overall, I've always looked at it also as a way that people have been manipulated and don't question. It's amazing to me how people don't question anything when they're raised up a certain way, whereas other things that seem to be so much more obvious they don't believe at all. So, but is there any positivity to this, or was it designed from day one to be a way to control people?
Well, definitely a way to control people, but there are certain aspects of it, because, I mean, religion is such a mass of information and often contradiction that you can pick up good things in it. I mean, the line that goes something like, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I mean, that's a showstopper for me. If we did that, the world would change in an instant.
Right.
If we treated others as we would like to be treated, I just did that, nothing else, the world would dramatically change. And when you look at the Bible, this cognitive dissonance, which is what this non-questioning is all about, the ability to believe two things that are diametrically opposed to each other and believe both are true, you look at the God of the Old Testament and then the God of the New Testament, and they're perceived to be the same, quote, God. I mean, they could never have read it. You know, you've got this bloodthirsty, violent, war-demanding, crushing people-demanding God in the Old Testament, and then you've got this figure of Jesus who is described in terms of loving humanity and love each other, and it's supposed to be the same thing. And of course, what the Bible is an amalgamation of ancient writings and texts, many of which have been fundamentally changed by the authority of the day to suit the authority and agenda of the authority of the day. So many of the things that are in the modern Bible were not actually from the original. The idea that everything we need to know can be between the covers of a single book, whichever one it is patently ludicrous. But that is symbolic in book terms of this narrow frequency band we live in. You know, I mean, the worst thing that this manipulation, this conspiracy, this hidden force wants is an informed humanity with expanded awareness. It wants people caught and locked into the conscious mind with no ability to perceive anything beyond what they can see, touch, hear, taste, etc. And the new book I've got out is called Phantom Self. And Phantom Self refers to this fake self that this download programming, this postage stamp consensus, manipulates us to believe in. You know, we are awareness. We are a state of being aware. We don't, in our core form, have form. We are just a state of awareness. And all the form and the bodies and everything that we see and perceive to be us are just vehicles for experience. You know, the body is able only to decode this tiny frequency band called visible light. Therefore, our attention, the attention of our awareness while in the body, while working through the body, can only see with a conscious mind what is within that frequency band of visible light, because that's all the body is decoding. When people have near-death experiences, and of course I've read endless accounts of those, they talk about when the body dies and then he's brought back to life. In that near-death state, there is this amazing common theme of what people describe, and it's all to do with sudden expanded awareness, where they could see past, present, and future in the same moment, the same now, because time's an illusion as well, they had this expanded awareness that could see multiple realities in the same moment, and an awareness of reality that was absolutely nothing like the one that we experience when we're in embodiment. Because when we're in embodiment, only that tiny frequency band of visible light is being decoded for us to see. And thus, we believe in phantom self. We self-identify with phantom self, i.e. our name, our life story, our race, our religion, our income bracket, our class, whatever you want to call it. All these labels that we call who we are, that we self-identify with, are actually just experiences. You know, David Icke is not me. He's my experience. I am infinite awareness having that experience, and so is everyone else. What this system, this program does, it not only gives us this extraordinary narrow view of the world we think we're living in, it actually downloads to us our sense of self-identity, our sense of who we are. It's this self-identity, this phantom self, is all about perception as little me, that I have no power. What can I do? That my possibility of doing anything is so limited. Because when you're trying to control billions of people and direct them in the way that and the direction that you want them to go, and the world you want it to go, then you need people to be in complete ignorance of who they really are. Because people who self-identify with being infinite awareness having the experience rather than being the experience, they see the world in a completely different way. They can see how things fit together where phantom self can't, because phantom self is in this world and of it. But people with expanded awareness, and anyone can do it, anyone, they are in this world in terms of their body, if you like, and their conscious mind perception, but they're not in this world in terms of the point of observation. They are beyond this world. That's where they're observing it from. And so they see it in a completely different way. They don't see pixels. They don't see dots like phantom self does. They see pictures. They see connections. And I've just found a quote here from a near-death experience.
And David, we're against another break. I'm going to hold that thought. Yeah, hold that thought. We'll bring that right back. We are on with David Icke. You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics, and we will be right back.
Your love is king. Crown you in my heart, your love is king. Never need to part, your kisses ring.
Hey, are you sleeping alone again because you're snoring? You can't wear your CPAP and you have a lot of fatigue? We treat these problems with a mouthpiece that has 5 FDA certifications. Call the Beverly Hills Center for Snoring for a no-charge consultation at 310-550-9119. That's 310-550-9119.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip two. Switch to GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
GEICO. Get savings into your life. Visit GEICO.com today.
This is Sam at Sam Nation. Listen to my show on 790 KABC.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with GEICO.
Life tip one. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip two. Switch to GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
GEICO. Get savings into your life. Visit GEICO.com today.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 9393 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 9393.
Every 40 seconds, over a quarter million tweets are sent. Over 5 million YouTube videos are viewed. And one person will die of heart disease or stroke. But you can make a difference. Join 790 KABC and the American Heart Association at a heart walk near you. Help raise awareness and funds by forming a team with family, friends, or coworkers. The fight against heart disease and stroke starts with you. Form a team and find a Heart Walk near you at heartwalkla.org. Sponsored by Union Bank and Keck Medicine of USC.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah! They were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
To those working this Labor Day weekend, it's a Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day
on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To call in live with your question or comment, please call 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222.
And we are back. My guest tonight is the one and only David Icke. The topics we've covered tonight have been amazing so far. This is a two-hour show. Tonight. So if you've missed any of it, please go to drgregorysmith.com. That's drgregorysmith.com or kabc.com. Everyone should listen to this show. David is going to be doing a world tour. He's coming to Los Angeles on September 17th. It's going to be in New York September 10th. I guess I said those out of order. It's going to be in San Francisco September 24th. So, David, before we went to the break, you wanted to read a quote, and I want you to go ahead back to your point.
Yeah, this is a near-death experiencer describing what they experienced outside of the body. And in other words, when they were released from this focus of attention through the body into this frequency band of visible light, everything from the beginning, my birth, my ancestors, my children, my wife, everything comes together simultaneously. I saw everything about me and about everyone who was around me. I saw everything they were thinking now, what they thought then, what was happening before, what was happening now. There is no time. There is no sequence of events. There's no such thing as limitation of distance, of period, of place. I could be anywhere I wanted to be simultaneously. Because in that state of awareness, of pure awareness, you can be all those things. What the body does is focus attention on this tiny frequency band and therefore gives us a totally distorted perception of reality, because the only reality we could see is within the frequency band, what we call the world. There was another near-death experiencer who described it very well, this world. They said, imagine you are in a massive, massive warehouse, and it's pitch black dark, and you have a torch. The only thing you can see in that warehouse is within the beam of the torch. And that's your reality. That's all you can see. And then someone turns the lights on. And that's what they said basically symbolically happens when you leave the body in a near-death experience. And suddenly you can see the entire warehouse. And you can see what a phenomenally vast place it is compared with what you thought it was when you could only see the torch, the beam of the torch. And the idea of the conspiracy is to hold us so focused in this tiny band of frequency that we are not influenced by expanded levels of our own awareness, which we are disconnected from that influence by the focus of attention. You know, if you go on the internet, I guess it's still there. I saw it a long time ago now. There's this video where these people throwing a basketball around, and it says at the start, basically, words to the effect of count the number of times the ball is thrown or something like that. And so you're concentrating on the ball as it's being thrown. And then at the end, when it's finished, another line comes up on the video. Did you see the gorilla? And what happens is that they then play the video back, and now you're looking for the gorilla, therefore you see it. And in the middle of this ball being thrown around from person to person, a man in a gorilla suit walks on, looks around, and walks off. And very few people see that gorilla when they see the video for the first time, and because their focus of attention is so much on the ball, they don't see anything else. And that is very symbolic of this reality and the way we are having our focus of attention manipulated. If you look at the world, it's all about enticing the five senses. Look at this, taste this, feel this, smell this. And the more we get pulled into that as a focus, the more we get pulled out of the higher levels of our own awareness, which is where we see the game, and we can't see the game without going there.
It's we're being controlled by that whole fact that we're so contained in our little world that they can take us wherever we want. Now, this 2 hours are going so fast, David. We have so many people that want to talk to you, and I promised people we were going to spend an hour with calls, but that's obviously not going to happen. I want to try and get a few people on, and I think the first caller is Sasha. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You're on with David Icke. What's your question?
David, how are you?
I'm good, Sasha.
David, I followed your work. Had a couple questions that I think hopefully you can address here, and it's sort of something I'm curious myself about. Number one is Vladimir Putin. There are several people that do believe that he's genuinely fighting this global elite and this worldwide global, you know, power epicenter. And some, you know, he does things that sort of could make one believe that he is. For example, he's banned recently GMO, all forms of GMO crops from entering Russia. They want to concentrate on having the healthiest seed supply, food supply on the planet. He's jailed several bankers, oligarchs that have ties to City of London, Wall Street, which I'm sure you know of. He's trying to help Assad. As we know, the fabrication of Assad being some dictator is a complete Western concoction. He's a very secular individual. So that's number one. And also, most specifically, the Russian middle class has actually risen under Putin. That's a fact. Whereas in the West, everything has demised in terms of standard living. That's number one. Number two, David, we recently saw an attempted coup of Erdogan in Turkey. Now, we're hearing things, you know, several different stories. Some are saying that it was actually a Pentagon attempted failed coup that is that has shifted Erdogan's policy to focus more on building alliance with Eurasia. But then there are others who are saying that it was a complete fabrication. It was a fake coup, which I pretty much at this point think is the case, where it was concocted by Washington only to pretend like it was a coup. And now we see the recent incursion into Turkey with into Syria by Turkey with NATO and U.S. support makes one think that it actually was a fake coup. The point is, I do believe people are waking up, and I know you've addressed that, but I think they're getting more sophisticated in their approaches, because it does get confusing at times when you're having double cross, triple cross, and you're having to discern what is going on, which is the case in the attempted Turkey coup. So one, I want you to address Putin if you can, and number two would be the entire thing of them being more sophisticated with us waking up, and it forces us to become more sophisticated as well, because they're moving pretty quickly. So those are my two questions.
Right. Well, Vladimir Putin, unless you can get really inside his head, you'll never get exactly where he's coming from. But you know, I always look at actions, not words. And when I look at Putin, he's without doubt far more intelligent. And intellectually intelligent than the leaders in the West. He's done some good things. Anyone that is the leader of a country of that size for so long has got to have seriously, be seriously ruthless to stay at the top of the greasy pole for so long and to dominate the country as he has. But when you look at some of the things that are happening now, first of all, Russia through Putin going into Syria, Assad would be gone by now, would have been overrun. I think he went in there because he knew that was coming. I mean, you were seeing it unfold, and then he went in and suddenly things changed and things slowed down. You can see also the real, I think, genuineness in his frustration. You must have seen the news conference with the Western journalists.
Yes.
He's saying basically, what does it take to get through to you people? Can't you see what's going on?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that was not acting. I think he does see what's going on. I mean, he is talking about the fact that they're trying to manipulate a third world war. So I think on the balance of things, Putin's done a lot of good things, which have been important in slowing this down. And of course, what's happening now is we're having this really blatant and pathetic demonization of Russia. And you can see in Clinton's rhetoric,
absolutely, yeah.
She's starting the process of that already, because her job is to come in and go to war with Russia and China. That's the job. And in terms of Erdogan, again, what I'm always looking at is actions, not words. And you can have all the words in the world. It doesn't matter. What are you doing? And what he's done with this incursion into Syria is absolutely serving the interests of United States, United Kingdom, and United Kingdom was massively involved in the triggering of this proxy war against Assad. He is serving their interests, and while he serves their interests, I'm seeing actions that tell me that this whole situation with an argument and a conflict with the United States is not what it seems to be, because he's serving their interests. And again, you're right, there are some things that are quite confusing. I mean, Putin's just got quite close to Erdogan, at least in public, after the plane being shot down, and now they've been talking and coming to certain agreements, and the next thing you know, Erdogan's orchestrating this incursion into Syria, which does not serve Russian interests, because
and which cannot be done without the Pentagon. There's absolutely no, in terms of logistics and, you know, everything else. I mean, he could not do that without Western support, I believe. Correct?
Yeah, and therefore, you know, there's a lot of things we don't know. But, you know, I've found over the years that if you go on what they do rather than what they say, you'll get much closer to the truth. And again, so often you don't really see the full entirety of it until the outcome has been reached. But there's no question. I mean, the idea from the start has been to remove Assad. It's been to invade Iraq to remove Hussein, to remove Gaddafi. All this was all in the documents of this project for the new American century.
And the grand chessboard by Brzezinski,
yeah,
as well.
Exactly. I mean, this has long been planned, and the idea is to bring about this this Third World War out of all this mess. And what I find interesting is that Iran's been pulled into this along with China and Russia. So you've got that, and Iran's one of the countries that this project, the New American Century, wants to invade and take over. All the pieces are moving into place. But we do know,
David, they're sort of behind on their schedule, are they not?
Oh yes. I mean, this is the point. There are some really good things happening. I'm now starting to see the impact of this awakening starting to show itself. We in Britain have had this extraordinary vote to come out of the European Union. Every single political party, in terms of its hierarchy and almost the entirety of its members of parliament, were urging people to stay in the European Union because it would be catastrophic and all the fear and all the disaster will come. And a significant majority said, I don't care what you say, political class, we want to come out. And you know, this TTIP now is also struggling. This attempt to give enormous power to corporations over governments, even more than they have now. So there are some good things happening. And the more that people awaken, the harder it is for them to sell their narrative. It is becoming harder. There's no question about it, and that's all good.
Yeah.
Well, Sasha, listen, thanks for the call. And
thank you, David.
All right.
Cheers, Sasha.
Okay, bye-bye.
Dave, we only have a few minutes left, and you know, a lot of this is difficult to talk about, what we've talked about tonight. A lot of it's depressing. We always want to tell people what they can do, and I know being awake is one of those things. Being aware of what's going on is obviously, but what, you know, there's so many people out there that don't feel like they can do much. I believe that personal power is huge. What do you tell people what they can do to make things different?
Well, the way we got into this mess and the way we got into this mass manipulation is a fake self-identity. You know, we can talk about, you know, or I don't, but others can talk about stockpiling weapons to fight the enemy and all that. And they can say we must start an organization and get someone to take the minutes and have a discussion. But none of that will have any effect whatsoever unless humanity, individually and collectively, re-evaluates its self-identity. Because this world that we are experiencing is like a movie screen. It's a projection. It's a projection from that which cannot be seen. It's a projection from the hidden. This is just a frequency band that we can see. It's like a movie screen. And when it hits the movie screen, it's a done deal. Because it's happening. It's a done deal. You know, when someone shoots a gun, it's a done deal. The gun's been shot. If you think that you're going to change a projection on a screen by standing there shouting at the screen and protesting at the screen, you're never going to change anything because it's a done deal. We've got to go into those levels of reality where this world is being projected from, and that's in the realms of the unseen. And you cannot access that by self-identifying with phantom self. because the phantom self is a manifestation of this world, this projection, this movie screen. The key thing is to go through a process of re-evaluating self-identity. Everything, I cannot express too strongly, this is the key to everything.
Right.
Instead of self-identifying with being your name and your race and your religion and your income bracket and your life story, self-identify with being awareness, infinite awareness, a state of being aware, having that experience or those experiences that we give those labels to. And that process of seeing yourself in expanded terms of awareness, the very kind of terms of that near-death experience that I've just described and quoted, expands your awareness. It expands your ability to see. It expands your ability to understand, to have insight. And at that point, not only can you see the world in a way that you couldn't see it before, you then start to understand what your contribution can be to making a difference to it.
And David, I don't want to cut you off, but I want to give. We only have about a minute, and I want to get the word out so people can come and see you, because you're coming to America. You're going to be here for those dates. We have you September 10th in New York, September 17th in Los Angeles, September 24th in San Francisco. People can go to theworldwidewakeup.com, theworldwidewakeup.com. Also, they can go to your website, davidike.com. That's davidike.com. And my 2 hours goes by super fast. I just want to thank you for coming on.
It's been a real pleasure.
And I want people to go to see you speak. Like you said, it's a 10 hours, and it's information that everyone needs to hear. But promise me when you get back and you have some more time, you will come back on.
No problem.
All right, listen. The one only David Icke tonight on Truth, Medicine, and Politics. If you missed any of this, you can go to drgregorysmith.com, drgregorysmith.com, or kbc.com. Check out American Addict 2, The Big Lie. It's on everywhere. If you have an Amazon Prime account, you can see it for free. That film hopefully can help change your life, as David Icke has tonight. He's really changed a lot of perspective for me. Listen, that's it. I will be back next Saturday night. Have a great week, and I'll see you next Saturday night.
This is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burn.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
This show furnished by Dr. Gregory A. Smith.